And with the news this Tuesday, I'm Dave Russell. The government, backed by the Sweden Democrats, today announced a September budget proposal to raise the percentage of biofuels that fuel suppliers are mandated to mix into petrol and diesel as a way of reducing greenhouse gas emissions and reaching Sweden's 2030 climate goals. The proposal to raise the amount of biofuels from the current 6% to 10% next summer in both petrol and diesel is a change in policy direction for the government and the Sweden Democrats, who back in January cut the percentage of biofuels required in the so-called greenhouse gas reduction mandate as part of an election pledge to motorists for cheaper fuel at the pumps. Opposition politicians such as Green Party co-leader Daniel Heldén reacted to the budget proposal by knocking the claim from ministers that the rise would mean Sweden would reach its own and the EU's climate goals set for 2030, calling the increase marginal. While the Centre Party and the Social Democrats said a larger biofuel percentage is needed to make a difference. Sweden's aerospace and defence company Saab has won an order to supply Thailand with its Jas 39 Gripen fighter jets, news agency TT reports. Thailand, which has previously bought 12 Jas Gripens from Sweden, has been looking to replace its ageing fleet of American F-16 fighter jets. It's not known at this time how many of the jets are being sold to Thailand. Two men in their 20s are being treated for gunshot wounds after they went to a hospital in Stockholm on Monday night. A large police operation is underway in a residential area of Husby. A preliminary investigation into attempted murder and serious weapons crime has begun. And the state-owned rail operator SJ has announced that it's to scrap its commuter train service, which runs regularly between Stockholm and Uppsala. SJ told the newspaper Dagens Nyheter that operating the routes requires new trains and the investment costs needed are not financially viable. SJ's commuter trains between the two cities will run up to the 15th of December, after which rail passengers wishing to stop in Uppsala will have to take one of the many other regional trains trafficking the route, like the SL commuter trains. Those are the headlines. We'll be back with another Radio Sweden Daily on Wednesday. Bye for now.